And I'm trying to think, maybe we should just read this one last paragraph. Or rather, complete their first point, because recall they said that that as we move towards this moment we're in right now, our historical, they quote, this is quoting them, our historical social system is faced with four principal arenas, and we're in the first one. Let's complete this first difficulty that capital quote unquote, i.e., the power guys, the global state statesmen, Plato's tribe, is faced with. They're saying that this geopolitical scene, the interstate system, is marked by a military standoff between Russia and the US, and it's now much more complicated than that. Obviously, with China, the advance of China. And India and everything in flux and everybody like moving and struggling and all the power guys battling and competing and wanting to be world historic figures. They want to be players, right? And we just want to live, right? Live free like the birds. So that's their first difficulty that the power guys face. So let's complete it. Finish reading that one. So, everyone is approaching the possible realignment of these states most gingerly and most fearfully. Hence, U.S. hegemony is being eroded without any clear and therefore reassuring world order to replace it. Meanwhile, markets of all sorts, capital goods, labor, wage goods, ordinary, wage goods, durable, are evolving at a rapid pace. And my interjection, the sixth major actor, the earth, in the master's tongue, appears as the market or the economy. But as our source and mother tongue exerts a continuous pressure of her own realignment, restoration of balance, expressed in the explosions of 1968. And then let's continue. They are becoming less and less, these markets, regulated social mechanisms of the circuits of capital, and more loci of speculation. And so clearly, my interjection, you know, what this so-called, all the various financial meltdowns in the subsequent 30 years were entirely predictable and predicted by our good three. So don't kid ourselves that any of this was not clearly understood by the power guys, what was about to happen and is inevitable. Because it is, as our good three say, these are structural trends that cannot be reversed, just like that Titanic. You know, after a certain point, water taken in, it is not going anywhere but down. Continuing, they are becoming less and less regulated social mechanisms and more loci of speculation, what liberals call market forces, and increasingly show as on 19 October 1987 in equity prices, the kind of jagged price movements which are at once their hallmark and the reason for their always and everywhere being objects of regulation. Possibly the group of seven back then with the IBRD, IMF, and BIS, possibly it. This group can impose renewed order, possibly the transnationals' ingestion of markets through vertical integration and the analogous organization of their counterparts in countries of existing socialism is sufficient for them to absorb and so to dampen the price movements. Whether in this sense, and I think we can see no, not so much, whether in this sense the world scale centralizing of capital is historically far enough advanced, as suggested by the absolute general law, to replace the interstate system's market regulation via hegemony. We shall see. And that's a very pregnant comment on which to leave. So we'll be thinking about that in the coming week, I'm sure. And until then, thank you guys so much for tuning in. as always, I love you.